One of my first musical influences was actually Sarah McLachlan when I was back in public school, and she first came out. You know, it really hit me as somebody, you know, who was a young woman making music that was really her own, and that really inspired me.
When you listen to Megan Smith's music, Sarah McLachlan may not be the first thing that comes to mind. McLachlan never sought out producers that had vintage mellotrons in their studios or lists the music of My Fair Lady as an influence. But like Sarah McLachlan before her, Megan Smith is definitely a young woman making music that is all her own. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Growing up in a rural area of Canada with only three TV stations, Megan Smith spent a lot of winter days with an old musical or a Disney film playing on the VCR. So it probably didn't surprise her parents when she decided to go to school to become an animator. And it was while she was making cartoons that a sound engineer heard Megan sing and encouraged her to use the studios to make music. After a little bit of time, some attention from a major label, and some work with big-name producers like T-Bone Burnett and the Bird and the Bee's Greg Kurstin, Megan's put out her debut album titled The Crickets Orchestra. And while Megan doesn't tour with an orchestra yet, she explained to FUV's Darren DeVivo that she really likes using varied instrumentation, like omnichords, turntables, horn sections, and the mellotron.
There's a piano sample. That's a sample,
yeah,
right? What is that? I can't place where I know that from.
I don't know, but actually the whole song is also a mellotron sample, the bass and drum and sample part, except the only thing that's real on that song is, or was recorded recently, is my vocal and the whistling solo, which is done by my dad, and a clarinet solo done by my friend Spencer Evans.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, yeah, the whole thing is just like one chunk that we just sampled over and over. And so that little piano riff that you hear is a sample.
And it shimmers through in the things that you do. When you write me a note and you send it by post. And what you might not sign on that bottom line, I know, I know, I know what you don't say.
That's exactly what I'm into. I love really old music from, you know, all eras, the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, but I also really love more modern stuff, and that song you just heard, A Little Love, was a collaboration between myself and this DJ named Kid Koala, who I'm a big fan of. So I really like mixing it up. I think it sounds really cool. It's kind of a fresh way to approach, you know, like older music, but I love that era too, that older era of the simplicity of the music back then, and I'm into it all.
By the phone waiting like a fool, and my mailbox never got full of letters that you promised would be coming my way soon. Oh well, it's a strange concept, with all the tears I've wept, that I would still accept if you asked me. Will you show up when you want romancing? I'm the perfect one. Well, I might be in your arms dancing, but I'm not the only one inside your heart. Oh, well, I know you're not all mine, 'cause I've seen your wandering eyes. Still, I would not decline if you asked me.
That's Megan Smith in a live version of If You Asked Me. Her debut album is The Crickets Orchestra. Thanks to producer Andrew Hirschman. You can hear more from Megan Smith online anytime at WFUV.org.